This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn in the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Yeah, we're back at it. Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do, I really honestly appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, teething. Better not be teething at this point in your life, anyhow. God. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, and just really being part of the conversation. Okay, that's really what it boils down to. You know, there's so much going on. There's so many things happening that in order for you to be involved, in order for you to be engaged, I'm not saying you have to trip over and be involved with and deal with every single political issue. I mean, seriously. But you do need to be engaged. You do need to be informed. You need not to be spewing the party line. I'm not joking. I'm serious. I'm so tired of our friends, loved ones, non-loved ones, whatever. I'm so tired of these people not really paying attention, getting the facts for themselves. And then you start spewing party line. You know what happens? You lose it like you lose California. Because a lot of those people in the party, a lot of those people that are supposedly working for you, guess what? When we lost California, we lost the governorship and everything, they still have a job. They're still working. What do you think of that? That's why I say to you, they could care less. What's the big whoop? They could care less. They still got a paycheck. That's why it's so important that your voice is heard. It's so important that you engage and get involved. Okay. So, I started this story in the last hour. And I didn't get through it. And this is one of those stories, as some of you old-timers have been listening for a while. You know these stories make me crazy. They drive me out of my mind. And my attitude has always been the same about this stuff. Call it out for what it is. Show how much sense it doesn't make. And then the rest of you can figure it out from there. Right, and unlike what true fascism would do, I'm not sitting here telling you what to believe, why to believe, and how to believe. That is not my job. My job is to lay out some of the information, lay out some of the facts, and let you deal with it from there. And then you decide whether I'm yanking your leg or whatever. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So what I started, but I'm going to start it all. I will start all over again to a degree, and I'm sorry for some of those who've been listening all along. The Blaze has an article. I know we've done these stories before, and it's always been a hot button of mine. And even within the Christian community, they have the same issue. We fight about the dumbest things. We really do. We fight about once saved, and some of you who aren't Christians won't even know what I'm talking about. We fight about once saved, always saved. We fight about whether God heals today or whether he doesn't. We fight about speaking in tongues, not speaking in tongues, right? We fight about all the dumbest things in the world sometimes. All right? Should you pray in public? Shouldn't you? Should you even let anybody know you're a Christian? Shouldn't you? I mean, really, some of the dumbest things. But the one thing that mainstream Christianity and people who really understand, really know, really have a relationship with Jesus Christ, you cannot be a Christian and not know Christ. Now, I think, when I tell you this story, I think some of the things that they talk about in this story is exactly what's going on in society everywhere, and now it's crept into the church. It's probably always been in the church. But now it's crept into the church, this mindset that whatever you feel you are, whatever you identify with, whatever you believe or don't believe, you are right. But everybody else is right. We don't want to make anybody feel bad. So if I believe in God and you don't want to hurt my feelings, you say that's good for you. I don't. There is no God. And we're supposed to go our separate ways and everything's good. And you do that, I don't know, not to start a fight, to make me feel good. I don't even know why you do it. But why can't we have an honest conversation together? When you say to me there is no God, for me, that would be like saying my dad was a drug addict and my mom was a slut. That's how aggravated you would make me. Yes, I use the S word, sorry. But the deal for me is this: if you're going to sit there and you say there is no God, I'm going to play the same game that the left plays. So what you're saying to a guy like me is I'm talking to the sky. There's really nothing there. They're nice words. I'm asking for good things. So maybe the goodness of the juju in the universe or whatever it is will help me, because it's really not God. It's just kind of an energy source that's out there. So you're making fun of me. When you say to my face that there is no God and expect me to swallow that and just walk away, you're making fun of me. You're making fun of you're belittling my God. Now, I'm not called to beat you with a bat or punch you in the face or beat it into you. See, I'm supposed to tolerate you in love. I don't have to accept what you say, but I have to tolerate you in love. And I'll talk more about tolerating you in love after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's bottoms!
We are back! Need a little bit more cowbell on that. They're a little light on the cowbell there. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly and honestly being part of the conversation. Okay, let's get back to it. Because this one here just, like, frosts me. It doesn't upset me. It frosts me. So, we were talking about an atheist minister, and before we went to break, I was talking about, you know, we as Christians need to tolerate people who aren't like us, and it's not a begrudging toleration, right? I mean, God loves every human, may not like what you're doing, may hate what you're doing, but he loves every human. And we have got to learn not to point to somebody as Christians to go, oh, don't hang out with them. They're a same-sex couple or gay or whatever. Whatever it is. Because those are the hot buttons, right? We're not to hate those people, ever. It's not what we're called to do. But you are called to tolerate people that you don't agree with or that don't fall in line with God's word in love. Get over it. You think about, if you're a real Christian, think about who Christ's talking about. You know, you don't realize, why don't you look up, do a little history research and see what a tax collector was like. I mean, he was worse than a pimp of today. Yeah, I know. Well, that'll make a picture for people. Nothing against hardworking IRS agents. That's not what I mean. I'm trying to give an example here. Jesus brought in a tax collector, right? The scum of the day. Had hookers around him. He even said, I didn't come for the righteous. I came for the people that needed saving. I came for the people that needed the gospel. So let's get past all of that for a minute. And for my Christian friends who know it all, just bear with me. So the atheist minister now, which I don't get, how can you be a minister of a Christian church and not believe in Christ? So an atheist minister in a Christian denomination got to keep her job leading the head pastor, if you would, the congregation, after many years of turmoil. It led to a heresy trial. Here's the issue, though. She belongs to a church that openly admits that they're theologically liberal. It's the United Church of Canada. They've given her their blessing, because I'm sure it's not God's blessing. They've given her their blessing to minister at the church at the West Hill United Church in Toronto. It's going to be wonderful, she told the Star. I'll be out from underneath that heavy cloud. And we will really be able to fly. Well, fly in what? In your theology? What's between your ears? What you believe in? See, this is what I mean. She no longer ministers the gospel. She is a minister of the Greta Vosper propaganda of theology. Because she's going to give you her version of what she believes the truth of life, what life means, what love is. But you know why I wouldn't listen to her? She didn't give up her life for me. Jesus gave up his life for me. She didn't. She doesn't talk about God in the way that God wants to be talked about. She talks about God the way she wants to talk about God. You want to start your own church? You want to teach it your own way? Good for you. Then do that. Do not water down. And listen. This is probably one of the other reasons she doesn't want to use the Bible. Because the Bible specifically talks to those people, you know, who change God's word. Who play with God's word. Vosper is 60. She was ordained in 1993. She's been serving as a minister there since 1997. She's been upfront about her atheism and non-belief in the Bible for years. She said that every Sunday she spoke openly about how she did not believe the Bible was the authoritative word of God for all time, even though the Bible says it is. A conviction she's held long before her ordination. How did she get ordained? Who was the church who did that to her? Who was the pastor who allowed that to happen? How do you ordain somebody? He's a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Maybe she's insane. Maybe she is unstable. Right? And now we're learning that the United Church of Canada, it's not uncommon for them to have atheist ministers of the gospel. What gospel? What do? Sit around a room and decide what truth is and what it isn't? Again, go look up Jimmy Jones and other pastors like him who won the confidence of the congregation and then led them down the wrong road. And then in his church, pretty much all of them died. She said that she, throughout the services every week, she would recite traditional prayers and hymns that perpetuated ideas that she didn't believe in. Then what are you doing there? She was reciting hymns that said that God was the ruler of the universe and that Jesus was his only son and he died for our sins. She said she used these words, O God, in your mercy hear our prayers, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. She said she didn't believe the words. She said she couldn't take it anymore. They were like making her nuts. Well, the Bible says that the demons hear the name of Jesus and they tremble. They go into epileptic fits, really. Funny, she couldn't stand it anymore. Just because her own interpretation of the prayer was as metaphorical. See, we're not called to our own interpretation. The Bible even says it's not for our interpretation. So now she's already got like six strikes against her. She's out of the ball game. She doesn't believe anything the Bible says. She doesn't believe in the Bible. She doesn't believe in God. She doesn't believe in Jesus. She interprets the Bible on her own. The thing that she says she doesn't believe in. Now think about how mentally problematic that is. Right? She's interpreting a book that she doesn't believe in. Hello? She realized that she didn't mean that the people in the pews didn't understand her. And so in her sermon that day, Vosper came out to her congregation. She made it clear she didn't believe in God, right? Or a God that is called God, a supernatural being who intervenes in human affairs. Afterwards, she prepared to be fired, but the progressive congregation wanted her to hang out because they liked her. She's nice. Doesn't matter that you're nice. It matters what the Word of God says. It doesn't matter that you're doing what people in your congregation want you to do. It matters what the Word of God says. Oh, I know, I'm making you nuts, but I ain't letting this go. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Drag and swallow evolution in one gulp. GodSaidManSaid.com. The sons of God and science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. GodSaidManSaid.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously? You possess the world's greatest treasure. GodSaidManSaid.com. Life after death experiences. Sin bones. St. Peter's fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. More than a week after the midterm election, there are still races without a winner. In the Georgia governor's race, the Republican Brian Kemp, with north of 50,000 votes ahead of Democrat Stacey Abrams. Yet, she still will not concede the race. To Florida, where the Senate seat still not certified because the election too close to call. There will now be a hand recount of the votes. Republican Rick Scott ahead of Democrat Bill Nelson by just over 12,000 votes out of the 8 million people who cast ballots. So under state law, if the margin of victory is less than 0.25%, which it is, it triggers a manual recount. In other news, we learned this Saturday, President Trump scheduled to visit towns in California destroyed by the wildfires, home after home, building after building, burnt to the ground in the town of Paradise. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
It's a nice strolling song, right? I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for being part of the conversation. I'm stuck on this story because it's making me crazy. And those of you who've known me for a while, you know, it doesn't take much to make me crazy either, so... But again, 855-REAL-JOE. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's I'll go slow for some of you, therealside.com. We're doing a story around a woman who became a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, but then decided she was an atheist. She didn't believe in God. She didn't believe in Christ. She didn't believe in the Bible. And yet the church kept her. Right? Because the congregation liked her. Because that's what we're supposed to base it on. We're supposed to base it on what the congregation wants. Not what God wants. That'd be a stretch, wouldn't it? She said she was singing hymns and other things and realizing she didn't believe any of this stuff. She didn't believe in a supernatural being that was there with you. What the heck does she believe in? Oh, that's right, nothing. She's an atheist. Now, here's the thing. If you're a progressive and you're in a congregation, a Christian congregation, and you go from believing in Christ to not believing in Christ, isn't that regressive? Just asking. So they want her to stay, and you know they pushed hard to keep her there. She said that she turned prayer into community sharing time, which is really funny because if you think about it, God says that he's a jealous God. He doesn't want any gods before him. Prayer is conversation between us and God. Usually, most of the time, it's us begging him to do something for us, but between us and him. And I don't really think that God planned for it to be community time, so that everybody would talk about everybody's issues and have everybody tell each other how they fix those issues. Not so sure that's what he had in mind. Hymns were rewritten. Talk of God and Jesus was replaced with talk of love and compassion and beauty. Not in how it relates to God and Jesus, but I guess how it relates to each one of them. See what I'm saying? She went on to say, the belief in God can motivate bad things. Well, As our good friend Barack Lurie writes in his book, atheism kills, not Christianity. True Christianity does not kill. Then came Bosper's open letter to the church, to their spiritual leaders, or leader, right after the Charlie Hebdo massacre. She said that she noted that belief in God can motivate bad things. No, your own belief in God, the way you think God is, can motivate bad things, just like yours, or actually yours, it's a lack of belief in God. That drew some complaints, which prompted a Toronto conference to review what ended in a 2016 split decision. So they allowed the ordained officer, the ordained minister, to stay. Now the ones that were against that said, look, she doesn't believe in God, Jesus Christ, or the Holy Spirit. How can she stay? But because it was a split decision, which means they didn't have an odd number of people there, which is just dumber than dumb, they've now given her the ability to continue without restriction. I don't know what they're thinking. People who are true mainstream Christians say it's an appalling decision. How can you teach in a pulpit? How can an atheist teach in a pulpit that's supposed to be speaking about the love of God that doesn't believe in God? Now, the Right Reverend Richard Bott, elected in July to lead the denomination, said that the public message that he's happy about in a public message, he's happy about the resolution, reference to the church's core values of faith in God and inclusiveness. But as I said before, he missed a whole front part of that. The church's core value is, let me help some of you that are hard of hearing, faith in God. So she got strike one already. She doesn't believe in a God. And what do they mean? Maybe they should define inclusiveness. Does that mean you don't throw anybody out of the church? If a gay couple comes into church, of course you don't throw them out. If a lesbian couple walks into church, of course you don't throw them out. If a transgender walks into church, you don't throw them out. They can't see the light. They can't understand the love of God. They can't learn about God or Jesus if you throw them out of the church. She goes on to say, the dance between those core values and how they interact and inform each other is one that we continue to explore as followers of Jesus and children of the Creator. But she's not a follower of Jesus. She teaches against Jesus. She teaches against the Creator. By teaching they don't exist, and it's all about community and conversation, you're teaching against God. Jesus himself said, if you're not with me, you're against me. He'll have nothing to do with the lukewarm. Do you understand? So the church leaders have to take the same position. Or they're not church leaders representing Christ. It's impossible. Bott added, the paper said that as a Christian church, we continue to expect that ministers in the United Church of Canada will offer their leadership in accordance with our shared and agreed upon statements of faith. She can't, Bott. Are you having issues in your head, between your ears? She doesn't share half of your values. You have two, faith in God and inclusiveness. She doesn't. Matter of fact, she strikes out of both of them. You know why? She has no faith in God. Therefore, by not believing in God, she doesn't include God. She's out of the batter's box. She's done. But as a Christian church, we continue to expect that ministers in the United Church of Canada will offer their leadership in accordance with our shared and agreed upon statements of faith. Maybe. Kinda. Sorta. Somewhat. I can't. You can't finish that sentence off with a period. There's no way. Randy Bowes, chairman of the West Hills Board, told the Star he's also pleased, and that Bosper represents what the church is all about. No. I want you to listen to that. Really? I want you to pay attention exactly to the words. Randy Bowes, chairman of the West Hills Board, the church board, told the Star he is pleased, and that Bosper represents what the church is all about. All about not believing in God? Seriously? How do you comfort somebody? who's on their deathbed, hours away from dying. Maybe they're 82 years old. And you've got their hand. And are you going to lie to them? Or are you going to look them in the face and say, I'm sorry that you spent your whole life believing in the Supreme Being. But just so you're at peace for real, you're going into nothingness. You will see nothing. You will know nothing. There'll be no love of God because there is no God. You'll be worm food in a few hours. God, do you see how crazy this is? West Hills' non-exclusive language provides a church experience that draws participants across a wide spectrum of belief and unbelief. If you go into that church as a Christian and you stay there, I'd have to question your commitment to Jesus. Unless, of course, you're trying to convert people. Then, by all means, stay. Have fun. Work hard. But I don't know how one who's a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, who's made him the Lord of their life, goes to a church, listens to sermons, that doesn't give him any credit. Think about it. How do you do that? I'm just asking. I'd say I'm asking for a friend, but you know who the friend is. It's me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. So California's not goofy. It's really big. That's why counting votes take so long. That's according to, what's his name, Dean Logan, who is the one that's supposed to be cleaning up and taking care of the voter rolls in Los Angeles. Here's the problem with that statement. It's not true. It's screwed up because we have so many bad numbers. Show me senior host. Listen to the real side. Don't go far. We'll be back in a little bit.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process
peroxide. Extendivite 7 Herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir.
And I come out the same way.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you for being with us. Do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being engaged and involved. You should be engaged and involved. It ain't that hard. Anyway, if you head up to the website, realside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can sign up for Patreon. Patreon is the insiders club that pretty much you'll get information nobody else is getting. I'm not really good at updating it, but I promise I'll get better. But it helps offset? What is that? Offset the cost of the show. God bless. Anyway, I do appreciate the time that you are spending with us and helping out and being involved and being engaged. So as I always say, give up a cup of coffee at that very expensive coffee place that I know you go to. Okay? And give me your money. It's that simple. You know? Now, in California we have a big problem. And it ain't just stealing of votes. We have a registrar, a voter registrar, that will not clean up the voter rolls. He refuses to. Which leaves it open for all kind of fraud. And, you know, some of the reports I was getting from where they were counting the ballots in L.A. was they were doing exactly that. People were blowing off addresses. They were blowing off signatures that didn't match, birthdays that didn't match. And I saw tonight a picture of a ballot that had four of the same addresses on it. And I don't mean like there were four different people living there. Four different variations of the person's name. And every one of them was counted. Why? And don't give me that stuff. There might be a junior and a senior and a Joseph M and a Joseph V and a Joseph whatever. Don't do that. There's too much of that going on. Last election, even though it was, Trump won, we were getting reports. We had one place that had, I don't know what it was. I mean, I'm going to exaggerate a little bit. It was like 90 ballots to one house. There ain't 190 people living in the house. And frankly, the mailman should have called on that one, even though it's not his job. And California's counting all its ballots. Still working on it, by the way. Now, here in California, again, who's going to count them? For real. I don't even know why they vote. You know who's going to go to. As of the other day, there were still millions of ballots that remained to be counted statewide. There were seats in the Central Valley, Orange County, and other places in California that were still up for grabs. The Democrats picked up two seats early in the counting in California, in the high desert outside of Los Angeles, and in the coastal Orange and San Diego counties. Even though elections are sacred, not so much here. Right? I mean, it's part of our process. It's part of the way we decide who's going to rule over us, except when they're stolen. But what's taking so long for these to be counted? It shouldn't be this big of a deal. As we grow, we take on more equipment, we figure out how to get it done. Now, according to the LA Times, the answer to that question is just there's so many votes to be counted. Right? And many policies that push people to be more involved with the voting, like the ones that automatically register to you to vote. What if I don't want to be registered to vote? And then you heard about the thousands of people that were illegally registered to vote. Right? And then they made it okay. See, they take all the responsibility off the voter. Then they make it okay and say, well, you can bring in your mail-in vote up to the day of. Well, no. I want it in there and counted before the day of. See, we used to work this thing so that the absentee ballots were in ahead of time. And shortly after the polls closed, the first round you would get were the absentee ballots. Well, now you don't get them for 4 days out. They changed all the voting laws. And I want to know up north what they did about the illegals voting, because they openly allowed illegals to vote in San Francisco in local elections only. How did you do that? Did we have separate ballots for them? Did we rig the machines that if you were not a voter, not a legal voter, you couldn't vote in the federal or the state elections? How did we do that? We can't even get it right for people who are allowed to vote. Right? Don't forget, California's big, really big. The state's got nearly 20 million registered voters. I'm sure a third of those have been dead for quite some time. Two counties alone, Los Angeles and Orange, have more than have more voters than 30 states combined. And I want you to think about that. Really think about that. We always talk about the Electoral College and how much it gets in the way. Do you realize the amount of power that gives Southern California? Do you really want them to have that much power when it comes to picking a president? That may mean looking up an individual's address if you're trying to make sure that these ballots are legitimate. Verifying his or her signature. With technology today, that shouldn't be that big of a deal. They should be able to check them in a quick scan. Right? And they're talking about rerouting mail ballots that have been dropped off in the wrong place. Who cares? If they're dropped off in the wrong place, there should be a way just to make sure the same person didn't vote twice. And then you have all those provisional ballots that need to be processed. Those are a problem. What if somebody shows up and they're not in the voter rolls because it's a clerical issue? Maybe they're in the wrong place. The state still allows them to cast their vote. California now has the same-day registration, which means the work is even tougher. Right? You register to vote in the morning, you pull up your receipt, you go to the place, you vote. Somebody has to check it. A lot more time than it takes in a state such as Wyoming with 275,000 voters, which is about as many voters as there are in one county in California. Right? Could it all be, you know, I mean, why can't we do this? Some people want to know why we can't do it by computer. Why can't we do touchscreen computer? Joe would scream at the top of his lungs. No. We've done stories about, you know, voter fraud through touchscreens. We were in the computer business, Tammy and I, for years. No. It's that simple. Just no. It's just that would really be the height of stealing an election. Congressional races in California, 10th District and San Joaquin Valley. Right, three-term GOP incumbent Jeff Denham was slightly ahead of challenger Josh Harder. And it flipped overnight. Because they're finding, did you hear me? It's not that they're recounting. They're finding ballots everywhere. I'd be more inclined to go there. What's he losing by? Oh, 300? Yeah, Louie, go on the truck. Give me 300 ballots. You know, give me 400 ballots, just in case. You know what I'm saying? Republican Young Kim held a narrow lead over Democrat Gil Cisneros in the race to fill the seat vacated by Representative Ed Royce. Right? A heavy Democrat area, Los Angeles and San Bernardino counties. But we were being told it's one of the problems they're having in California. Now they're checking the dates on these things, and there might be problems when they were mailed. And the fact that some people, well, they say it's the fact that the person who voted put the wrong date on the ballot. Two-term Republican incumbent Mimi Walters, was ahead of Democratic challenger Katie Porter. But then she got knocked out overnight because they, come on everybody, let's say it together, because they found ballots. Along the coastline, Democratic challenger Harley Rhoda. He enjoyed a healthy lead over Republican Dana Rohrabacher, right? And Dana was a 15-year, and now look at, between you, me, and the fence post, 15 years, or 15 terms, 30 years, too much. Time to go. He should have been grooming somebody for that seat years ago. He's got all these ballots that still need to be counted. He's got all these ballots that they had problems with, right? And frankly, when things like this happen in California, for eons, it always goes to the Democrat afterward. I don't know how that happens, because it's not the norm, but at some point in time, the Secretary of State is going to have to clean this up, but they will never clean it up as long as it's a Democrat in those seats, in those positions of power, in those positions of authority that look over voting, look over, you know, the voting process. And the proof is, they've never done it. They've been given proof, and they've never done it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always appreciate the time you spend with me. I really do. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. And maybe the new mantra of the show is going to be, vote early, vote often. God bless.